This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse demonstrators in Yangon Monday, a day after 18 people across Myanmar were killed in what the UN Human Rights Office says was the deadliest day of demonstrations since the coup. In the capital, the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi made a court appearance Monday via video conference. A lawyer for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi says prosecutors charged her with two new crimes during the court session. A new report says the United States wasted billions of dollars in Afghanistan on buildings and vehicles that were either abandoned or destroyed. AP's Kathy Gannon reports a lot of the wasted money was the result of the U.S. not talking to other parties.
The report points out that in most cases, if not all cases, the Afghans weren't even asked if they needed the buildings, if they had the technical capability to maintain these buildings. Instead, the projects went ahead. And often there was no coordination with international aid organizations either.
In Afghanistan, the U.S. Special Envoy, Zalmay Khalilzad, is in Kabul today for meetings with local officials in a bid to revive a flagging peace process as violence soars and a deadline for U.S. troop withdrawal draws closer. Nigerian sources say authorities in the north and state of Zamfara are holding negotiations for the release of over 300 schoolgirls kidnapped by criminal gangs last week. It is Nigeria's third school attack in less than 3 months. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel and this is VOA News. Iran says the United States should lift sanctions first if it wants to hold talks with Tehran to salvage the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers that former President Donald Trump abandoned. U.S. President Joe Biden says Washington is ready for talks about both nations resuming compliance with the pact under which Tehran secured an easing of sanctions by limiting its nuclear work. But each side wants the other to move first. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed Iran on Monday for an explosion aboard an Israeli-owned ship in the Gulf of Oman last week, an accusation rejected by Tehran. The vehicle carrier MV hit between Thursday night and Friday morning by a blast above the waterline that a U.S. official said ripped holes in both sides of its hull. Health officials in Britain have identified six cases of a highly contagious coronavirus strain first identified in the Brazilian city of Manaus. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Three of the cases of the variant are in Scotland and two in southwest England. The sixth individual has not yet been identified because they did not correctly fill in a form with their contact details. Public Health England is working to find the person, meanwhile conducting local mass testing to see whether the variant has spread in the community. Scientists say the variant is more transmissible and may be more resistant to existing vaccines than the original virus and may be able to infect people who have previously had COVID-19. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hundreds of democracy supporters gathered outside a Hong Kong courthouse on Monday, chanting slogans and flashing protest symbols as some of the city's best-known dissidents appeared in subversion. Beijing is battling to stamp out dissent in semi-autonomous Hong Kong after swaths of the population hit the streets in 2019 at huge and sometimes violent democracy demonstrations. The United Nations is launching an appeal for countries to fund its response to the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, where more than 6 years of war has created the world's worst humanitarian disaster. The UN chief is appealing on Monday for nearly $4 billion this year to address the impoverished Arab country's dire need. EU member states on Monday approved sanctions to be slapped on four senior Russian justice and law enforcement officials involved in the detention of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The four are the first individuals to be targeted under the EU's new human rights sanctions regime, which came into effect in December. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. VOA.